Welcome back to another hour of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. It's producer Todd. John and Jim off this morning, but we're doing something very cool on this July 4th, and we're featuring the stories and the songs of veterans of the United States of America, men and women who have served our country. And their stories turned into great songs by singer-songwriters, right, a lot of times in Nashville. And we've got some great guests with us from Operation Song. We're speaking with the CEO of Operation Song, John Foti, also speaking with the Executive Director of Veteran Engagement, Mike Beyer. And we're learning more about Operation Song. Again, their website, operationsong.org. We've got several songs we want to share with you this hour, and we're going to get to those in just a bit. John, CEO of Operation Song. John, what's the cost of creating these songs, of the songwriting and the recording and the producing and getting them distributed on the website, all that kind of stuff? What is the cost when it comes to a song through Operation Song?
Notably, it's always free to veterans, military personnel, and their families. It's absolutely always free. And we would never charge a veteran because we believe every veteran deserves to be able to tell their story. And we really believe that every American should know and understand it. I don't think any of us would want to live in a country where we no longer appreciated our own military and those who put on the uniform, right? Because I like to say people can dispute the war. They can debate a conflict. They can debate politics. But we should never debate the individual in the uniform, right? People don't choose where they serve. They don't choose when they serve. And we've talked a little bit about this, but veterans often are reluctant to tell their story because sometimes they don't feel worthy. And that tends to be a huge barrier, right? That's actually the biggest cost in this all, right? Is the stories that go untold, right? And the veterans that don't have an opportunity to write their song, they don't have an opportunity to communicate to their peers, their family about their experiences and the impact of that on their life. So it's always free to the organization. It's about $1,500 per song. And we fundraise year round through events, through online fundraising, and all of that to ensure that it always stays free for veterans and their families. And so our tag, kind of has been culturally, hey, we'll write with as many veterans as we can. We'll onboard them in as many ways as we can. We thankfully get money from the Academy of Country Music. They have a nonprofit called ACM Lifting Lives that donates to us every year in order for us to maintain a virtual songwriting program to write with veterans around the country. And those songs tend to be a little bit more cost effective because they are virtual. There's no commuting, travel, or other expenses that go into that outside of just coordinating with the veteran virtually. But yeah, it's about 1,500 veterans. And so if anyone listening is inspired by any of the songs, inspired by any of the music, wants to help veterans, always have a platform that is free to be able to share their stories. We would love if you donate. We always say every single dollar goes towards serving veterans and their families. And so $5, $10, whatever anyone can afford in their budget, we would love to take that and start serving more veterans with it.
And what's the website where people can go to actually do that?
Operationsong.org. You can also Google, Bing, Yahoo, Operation Song. We are always the first hit on your search engine, and you could just go directly to operationsong.org. You can find us on any social media platform at Operation Song and navigate to the website, donate. You could onboard, you could learn more about our programs, you could watch some of our World War II Preservation Project documentaries. And we'd love even if you just went to the website, found us on social media, followed us, and just stay tuned with what we have, because the music we put out weekly, monthly, and yearly is inspiring. And so even if you can't donate right now, we'd love a like, we'd love a follow, and a listen.
Again, operationsong.org. Share it with a friend. Share the gift of song and share the gift of these stories with someone you love. Speaking of love, this song is called Love Dad, and it's written by Josh Greider and George Brown. George writes this letter to his son, basically telling him things that he hopes his son already knows. Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
You can catch reds all year round, but it's always best in the fall. And if you got a 3-0 count, let them throw you another ball. A beer now and then's okay, but don't let it get a hold of you. Try to listen more than you speak, and when you speak, tell the truth. When you go pick her up on that first day, shake her daddy's hand, and you'll never be too old to say yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. And don't go looking for trouble, son, but if it comes your way, stand up for yourself and anybody else in harm's way. Life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Courage is contagious, just like smiles and confidence, and the words I'm sorry can heal more than most medicine. Be the first to help your brother, reach out and lend a hand. Laugh easy, pray often, and win every race you can. 'Cause life ain't always easy, life ain't always fair. Hard times will come and I won't always be there. But life is a gift and love is real, and there's no such thing as no big deal, 'cause you never know how it's gonna work out. So I'm writing you this note. Tonight I'm sitting here thinking about things I hope you know. Work's got me away again and I'm sure missing you. They say tonight might get a little rough, but I've got a job to do. Moments over the course of your life, and right before you go, they say they flash before your eyes. Son, you're in all the best ones that I have ever had. Good night, sleep tight, I miss you, love, Dad.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song.
I could throw 80 down the middle, but I couldn't throw the jump. So coach put me on first base, and I made varsity in 91. But baseball wasn't gonna do it, and college wasn't quite my speed. So I enlisted in the Air Force, just like my granddad for me. From Lackland to Fort Walton, to Fort Hood to Germany, I did things I never thought I'd do. Saw things I can't unsee. And I served for 20 years, had more close calls than I care to name. But I'm still here for reasons that I can't quite explain. Is living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you set him down and let him explain what it's like to spend a little time down range. When I got out, I didn't carry the weight of that M4. might not been more than 10 pounds, but he felt like the weight of the world. The only hammer I wanted to drop was on my Mustang GT, and the little things everybody worried about just didn't matter much to me. Cause it's living and dying, giving up and still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Some make it back, some never will. Don't you judge a soldier until you say damn. Let them explain what it's like to spend a little time down the range. These days ain't without struggle. I don't have it all figured out. I'm learning what to care for, what I just gotta forget about. But every time that I wake up on the right side of the dirt, it's a blessing. I'm grateful for another day on this earth. Cause there's a living and dying, giving up, still trying, running on instinct and pure adrenaline. Yeah, some come back, some never will. Don't judge a soldier until you sit down. Let them explain what it's like to spend a little time downrange. No, you never see things quite the same once you spend a little time downrange.
There's a great song called Downrange by Stephen Blackman and Josh Greider. Josh, an Air Force veteran serving as a forward air controller, telling us to be careful not to judge those who serve downrange. This is a very special edition of Mino and the Mayor. It is Operation Song on this 4th of July. More music, more stories on the way. Welcome back to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Producer Todd without the guys today. I'm not having to keep them in line, but I'm having a blast because I'm listening to some great music, hearing some great stories in the process, and speaking with a couple of great gentlemen, John Foti, CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement with Operation Song. I can't even tell you how many times that I have teared up today, but that's just who I am. I hear these stories, and it makes me think of my dad, who, you know, we lost a couple of years ago, just over 2 years ago. And the thing about my dad was he was in the Korean War, but he never talked about it. We didn't know as a family a lot about his military time. There were some pictures and some stories about being here or there, but that was about it. And then after they die, you start going through things and you start learning stories. And I wish that my father could have opened up to me. I feel like I would have known him even better if he would have shared these stories. Mike, you've had a song written about you. You're kind of a singer-songwriter yourself. It's got to be therapeutic, not only for the veterans, but I would think for the songwriters as well, to hear these stories and then be able to create something from them.
100%. Yeah, it's, you know, our songwriters say all the time, you know, they're like, hey, man, this guy told me this, and he said he's never told anybody this. You know, and they're floored by the fact that they can develop that level of trust with them enough to where they just heard something they've never told anybody, you know? And I think the beauty of it comes in what I said earlier, is that these songwriters, they come into, they're not counselors, they're not therapists of any kind. They genuinely respect that person sitting across from them and want to help honor them by telling their story. And so you know, by doing that and coming in just with, you know, just an open book and, you know, asking those dumb questions, you know, about everything, I think that really starts to, you know, as they begin to develop that conversation, that really starts to put the veteran at ease. I know it did with me. And, you know, before long, they just, man, they're saying everything. They're just getting it out because it's, they feel comfortable at that point, you know? And it feels good to do that. You know, it's, for many of these veterans, I think they've wanted to talk about their experiences. They want, you know, they'll talk about them with each other, you know, with other veterans, but, you know, they think there's things that their family members may judge them for, they won't understand, or they, you know, they just don't want to bring it up at all, you know, but, being able to, you know, to get it out instead of pushing it down, you know, and you keep, it's like anything, you keep pushing it down, eventually it's going to come out sideways, you know? And, so I just think it's amazing to see that from both the songwriter and the veteran perspective. And, you know, we've had veterans tell us numerous times that Operation Song has saved their life, just in telling their story. You know, one veteran, I'll tell you one more real quick. One veteran, she went through sexual assault in the military. And she said that, you know, whenever I struggle with that anymore, whenever I think about it, she goes, I just put it aside and I don't think about it because all I have to do then is play my song and everything's better. You know, so, I mean, how powerful is that?
It's incredibly powerful, even as a listener to these songs. Let's share another one of those songs right now. Chuck Jones and Teresa Rear. Teresa wrote this particular song as part of the Share Atlanta program. And she outlines that while it's been a struggle to recover after war, her life should be viewed as a victory overall. This is a special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. This is called My Victory.
I came home a changed woman, broken and defeated, wasn't even sure of my next steps. It's been a long time coming to get the help I needed, and there's still a ways to go, I'm not there yet. But there's a glimmer of hope, a sliver of light. Now I'm not so weak, I'm strong enough to fight. I can feel my
victory.
Chuck Jones and Teresa Rear, and My Victory, just one of the special songs that we are sharing today as part of this special 4th of July event on Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. We've got more details about Operation Song coming up. We'll have more from Mike Beyer and John Foti from Operation Song as well, along with a handful of more songs. But you need to know if these songs inspire you, if you want to hear more great stories from our servicemen and women, our veterans of the United States of America, you can log on operationsong.org for more songs, lots more songs, like all of them are right there. Like and share them on Facebook and other social media. That's a way you can help. You can also make a donation today to operationsong.org. Go there, donate $5, $10, whatever. Costs about $1,500 to create one of these songs, from writing to recording to producing. No charge to the veterans or their families. Let's keep this going. Help this program out. It's a great one. More Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on the way. Welcome back to the special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on this 4th of July. Been sharing great music, and we've got a handful of songs to get to yet before we wrap things up at 9 o'clock. We want to thank John Foti and Mike Beyer for joining us from Operation Song with behind-the-scenes information about the organization and how you can help. Again, operationsong.org for more details. Let's start off with a song from Jim Collins and World War II veteran Paul Frederick. This is a story. Paul describes his ship being hit by a torpedo while in transit to the Pacific Theater and credits his guardian angel with saving his life. In fact, the title of this song is called Guardian Angel, and you're going to hear a little bit from Paul telling this story and then the song itself. It's a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song.
Me and my buddy were sleeping in the Higgins boat. And I woke up and I said, Harvey, I said, there's flares or something out there. And I said, we better go down and see what's going on. And they'd put the ship under general quarters. And we was, and a couple of our guys come up, and ended up being five of us there. And I said, you know what? I said, I'm going to go up here and see what time it is and get me a drink of water. This thing had an old clock on deck there, and a water fountain. Well, I got as far as, I wasn't over, 30 feet or so from them, and I looked, and I got a glance at the clock. About that time, a sailor said, we're going to get hit. And I looked, turned around, and sure enough, the plane had dropped a torpedo, and it hit the ship I was on. And it killed, I was on fire, so I went in the water. First thing popped my mind, water puts out fire. So, and I was out there, and then some of us other guys got together. We was in the water for about an hour and a half. They picked us up and put us aboard another APD. But the four guys I left, they got killed. And it couldn't have happened over a minute if it happened that quick. So that sold me on a guardian angel, which he threw me through other times too. But I lost four good buddies on that ship.
This song is dedicated to World War II Marine Corps veteran Paul Frederick.
'96 years old, but the stories that he told were like something from a Hollywood movie. He talked of World War II, all the brave men that he knew, and just listening to him sent a chill right through me. Like that early morning when he and four of his good friends were all awake and by a red flare in the sky. A torpedo hit his ship, and to this day he still lives with the fact his buddies died, but somehow he survived. He said, that's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He was there in Iwo Jima when they raised that flag of freedom, and he said it's something he'd never forget. He said there's so many memories, but the one that I'll keep with me is the day that me and my sweet Myrtle met. 71 good years together, but our love will last forever. Then he smiled and said, son, I'm one lucky guy. Yes, she's why I believe in guardian angels. There's somebody up there watching over me. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. He said, if you'd been through half the things I've been through, you'd believe in guardian angels too. Guardian angels.
You're listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
It's a duet. Back in South Carolina, the greens growing back on the trees. And this desert and cutter feels like 1,000 degrees. I'm praying and mail come, there'll be something for me from you. Even if it's just small talk and the weather, girl, that's all that's getting me through. I miss you, I want you, I can't wait to hold you again. Can you feel my heart beating for you through the ink in this pen? I wait for the day I won't be sleeping and dreaming alone. In the meantime, I'm living, living on letters from home. My tour is over, I hope and I pray you're still there.
Jesus. wait for the day. We won't be sleeping and dreaming alone. In the meantime,
keep living, living on letters from home.
In the meantime, I'm living, living on letters from home. Thank you.
Living on the letters from home, Chuck Jones, Katie Wynn, and Sean Locklear. And that's a song about the importance of staying connected at home. In fact, Sean, those are his words, right? That's his story of telling his love for his wife and how the thought of holding her kept him going. A special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song, on this 4th of July. On with us from Operation Song, which is a great organization, and you can get more details on by going to operationsong.org. John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, Executive Director of Veteran Engagement. Mike, what has Operation Song meant for you in your life?
Oh, that's a great question. I think for me, for one, the one thing I struggled with the most about getting out of the military is I thought I missed the military. I didn't miss the military. I missed the people. You know, I missed my battle buddies and my friends. And I think for me, it allowed me to, one, stay connected with the veteran community, and their families. But it also allowed me to see all the different perspectives of service. You know, every branch, when you're in the Army, you know, and you're in a specific portion of the Army, that's what you see, that's what you primarily know. And so it really gave me, insight into the total picture of service, and not just in the Army, but also in every branch, you know. And so for me, I think that was one of the most important things. And it also showed me that, you know, I wasn't the only one out there struggling, because, you know, we tend to struggle on an island, and we think that we're the only ones dealing with this kind of thing. So there's not a retreat that goes by that I don't hear a song, that has either the song itself or it has one or two lines that don't impact me and influence, you know, my direction in any sort of way. So, I'm fortunate enough to have been doing this, you know, pretty much from the beginning, and truly thankful to Bob Regan for having created this. You know, I mean, Bob Regan, he didn't have to, but he's, you know, that guy, I'd fight anybody for him, man. I'd get in a bar fight right now for that guy. He's just, his heart is amazing. And, you know, and when a lot of people gave up on me, Bob Regan, he didn't. You know, he's this professional songwriter, and this guy was calling me up and checking in on me, you know, to see how I was doing. And so I'm very passionate about the organization. I'm very dedicated to it. And, for me, it's changed my life as well.
John, what about you? What has joining Operation Song meant for you?
I use the example of my daughter a lot, right? So my family's kind of a legacy, right? My dad served in the Army. My grandfather served in the Army. My wife served in the Air Force. I was in the Army, and I would love to have a country in, you know, my daughter's two, you know, so in 16 years, just like Mike's son, I would love to get to a point where I feel comfortable with my daughter joining the military. But in order for me to feel comfortable with that, I feel like I need to ensure that I've built a society and a community in which I know that in 16 years, we as a society are going to continue to support and cherish our military service members and veterans as much as we did after 9/11, right? You know, 9/11 and a terrible day, but if anything, it did one incredibly powerful thing, which is it reminded Americans that there are other people that pay for our freedoms, and there are other people that pay for our sacrifice, that make sacrifices for our liberties. And Operation Song has reminded me last year when I learned about it, and of course this year, every single day when I get to be a part of it, that we now have an obligation to fight for America in America to ensure that Americans don't forget about the sacrifices of veterans and their families. There are so many incredible veterans nonprofits in the country, 501c3s, there's over 47,000 of them in America, that serve veterans and military. And in that landscape, it can be really, really confusing in terms of where your dollar goes the farthest, how you can have the most impact on a veteran's life. And I fell in love with Operation Song's mission because not only is it, does it directly support veterans, military personnel, and their families, but it also vows to take those songs to Americans so that that cycle becomes a little easier.
I love it. So much more to get to, a couple more songs, and more details about Operation Song on the way on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor. Don't go anywhere. It's hard to believe we're down to the last segment of this very special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song. Big thanks to John Foti, the CEO of Operation Song, and Mike Beyer, the Executive Director, Veteran Engagement. We'll hear from them again before the end of the show, but I've got a couple more songs I definitely want to get to today because they're absolutely incredible, like all the songs here. And all the songs on the website, operationsong.org. This song is from David Lee and Mike Hatfield. Retired CSM Mike Hatfield describes his life and how, just as his father served, it was his destiny to serve as a soldier. Mike is a warrior son. This is Warrior Son.
Well, I wore this set of dog tags to combat in Iraq. Father wore them in Vietnam, but he never made it back. A lot of roads I could have gone down, being things I could have done. But I'm a warrior's son. Well, I was pretty good at baseball, had a job, a car, and a girl. Could have stayed home like my buddies did, but I wanted to see the world. Now I've walked into places that make most men turn and run. I'm a warrior's son. Some are born to swing a hammer, some wear a suit and tie. Some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done, I'm a warrior's son. Now I'm a husband, I'm a father. My son now wears the boots. He followed in my footsteps, and it was hell that put him through. And I lost a lot of sleep, but I'm sure proud of what he'd done. He's a warrior's son. Some are born to swing a hammer, son. Some wear flowers in their hair, and some are born to fight. From the backyard playing army with my dime store BB gun, to strapping up my boots just like my daddy done, I'm a warrior's son. I'm a warrior's son.
Listening to a special edition of Mino and the Mayor Operation Song on WGBW and WISS.
In seventh grade, he was always wearing camo. Told everyone he knew what he was born to do. 9/11 changed the world, but it didn't change his mind When the country needed volunteers, he was first in line. After two tours of duty, he came home and told his family, "My goal has been to make a difference." But they never imagined they'd have to see him draped in a flag at Arlington. He was a hero and a brother and a friend, and his name is Kevin. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. Calls and letters came from all the people in his life. Teachers, coaches, long lost friends, so many he inspired. It's beautiful and comforting, but it's no surprise. After 9 long years, he's still in their hearts and on their minds. Every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. Let the stories tumble out, and thank your lucky stars, you know, one of the few, the proud. And every time you raise a glass, raise one up to him. You see a flag at half staff, say a prayer under your breath. Give a homeless vet a hand up and do it in his name. When you see somebody struggling, be their strength. Don't be afraid to humbly take the lead. And for heaven's sake, go thank a Marine. And for Kevin's sake, go thank a Marine.
Go thank a Marine. That's about Jenny's son, Kevin Newsom, who's killed in Afghanistan. And it was written by Becca Ray Green and Jenny Newsom. Go thank a Marine on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. John Foti, Operation Song CEO, one more time, how can people help and get involved to make sure this process continues for many, many more years and many, many more veterans?
Yeah, the absolute best way to get involved is to follow, right? So if, you know, if you're hesitant about, you know, the impact of our songs, about the impact of our program, we invite you to just come and listen. Download the app. It's absolutely free. All the music and stories that are on there are really incredible, very powerful. And if you do feel inspired, if you do want to support veterans through this program, just go to operationsong.org. There's about 4 or 5 different places on the website. You could click donate. Every single cent is helpful in our process of serving more veterans.
Again, that's operationsong.org. John Foti, Mike Beyer of Operation Song, thanks for joining me today, guys. Anything we can do to get the word out, we will do. Thanks for joining us on this special edition of Mino and the Mayor, Operation Song. Happy 4th of July.